Welcome back to Hey, I Got Fun, the Bundesliga podcast, covering everything there is to know in the English language. I'm trying to fight for the best club in the Bundesliga, the best club in Germany, the best club in Europe, the best club in the world, for that matter. But we are a little bit biased. Hi, your host, Brian NKC, back for this episode, and offside of beautiful, sunny Florida. Take a wild guess at what part of Central Florida I am at. You can put two and two together, especially considering everyone knows I am now that family man. And, here to talk about the Eintracht Frankfurt and everything that's been going on with the club. Let's start with the matches themselves. So, from the weekend that just happened, Eintracht Frankfurt versus Eisen Union, as they are known as, Erste Football Club de Union Berlin, from the old East side of Berlin, where at one point was a club resided in a communist country many years ago. How things have changed for them as they have gone up through the divisions and now are in the modern day realm of the Bundesliga. And the fact that, you know, they have had three consecutive seasons where they have been participating in Europe in each of the three European competitions, they have not gone exactly all too far. But let's look at the Eintracht Frankfurt versus Union match itself that ended 0-0 after everyone came back from international break. So Eintracht 0, Union 0. Not the match result that anyone would have expected, especially if you look at the way that the table currently sits. So Eintracht currently in 6th. We have a 5-point buffer between 6th and 7th. It's kind of nuts how that has continued to exist. But hey, when you've got Augsburg getting only a draw with Köln, and win the previous one, when Eintracht has only picked up 1 point from that match, it's kind of crazy that as many teams have been down there as have been. But looking at it from the eagle eye point of view, honestly, this Union team, they are just as boring and robust as they have always been. They just have not gotten the rub of the green, as some folks would like to say. This is a team that Eintracht should have with the talent that is available to them. Akitike, Knauf, Mamouche, Nkuku, Goetze, Shaqiri, Bimbe, Tuta, Koch, Pacho, Trapp. That lineup should be pulling away with the 3 points. The fact that they didn't is showing that the team just doesn't have everything right. You know what? I said when Eintracht exited the Europa Conference League that this was probably the best thing that could happen for the Eagles, but the thing is, they've not figured it out yet. Does it take time? Yes. It takes a lot of time, a lot of training time on the pit, like in the non-match days. It takes part in the, you know, in the video rooms as they look at how to attack your next opponent. And the fact of the matter is, Eintracht's not exactly the kind of, okay, look at the way that Eintracht has been successful this season. It's been, individuals popping up with individual brilliance, not necessarily more of a, team tactical, victory, minus one distinct difference of a match, and that was the Eintracht victory over Bayern Munich, of course. Look, I do think that Larsson, despite his young age, I think him in the midfield really was missing. It is kind of weird to have Goetze push as far back as he is, but you know what, when we have been there, you got Mamouche now with TK. There's a lot of stuff that is just not going to tend to fruition. Ekitike came in with a reputation of, hey, being this hot shot from France that had done well in Ligue 1, just wasn't being given a chance at PSG. But then again, you know, there's a lot of list of players over there. And, you know, they're even not utilizing, what is considered the most talented Frenchman, you know, possibly ever in Mbappe. I'm not even using him for the full 60 minutes, for more than, you know, 60 some odd minutes in a match. Like, they're, PSG is just a fire pit when it comes to a club. That's why he went to Eintracht to try and, you know, refine his sort of career. But I look at Union, the way that Eintracht did not take them down. Why hasn't NEOM suddenly become more Rust? Because Khedira, the center, has basically been the guy who finally is back and can finally put everything together. Well, NEOM was a team that I thought was going to have difficulties coming away, and yet we still had, you know, opportunities that just weren't converted. It's maddening when the team has these excellent opportunities and they don't put it all together. So, what, I mean, would Larson have really made the full difference? One can only speculate, and there's no use doing that all too much. I mean, KB off the bench, but you wonder if he would have been better served being in the starting lineup rather than Kamau. I mean, it's just a lot of what ifs when it comes to this team. I'm disappointed with how Dino Topolura has been running out of this team, you know, match in, match out. And I've only got patience for so long, but I'm still going to give him more leash than, you know, previous managers have been given. And the fact of the matter is, he's got a team of talented players. I just don't think that it's being pieced together. Is there a disconnect between him and Marcus Kocha? Well, one thing's for sure. One person's sticking around, and I think everyone knows who that is. All right, on to the second match of the weekend. Eintracht Frankfurt, Frauen versus Bayern Munich, Frauen, in the semifinal of the Frauen DFB Pokal being hosted in Munich. This match was shown for free on DAZN, which was nice for those people who were able to remember that it was on. I have been able to now rewatch the match, and this is one that's gonna, well, when it came down to the 90 minutes, I honestly thought that Eintracht was the better team. At the moment you entered in the 91st minute, the first minute of after extra time, the 2:15 minute halves, you knew what Eintracht was basically going to hold out for. They're going to hold out for penalties and roll the dice. You know what? Bayern Munich had a way better team when it came down to taking care of that. So this should be something that long term will be able to stick in the ladies' heads at the present time the Frauen Bundesliga. Eintracht sitting on the outside looking in. No one in the Frauen Bundesliga was able to progress into the latter stages of the Women's Champions League, much to the chagrin of anyone who really cares about the women's game. It's a real kick in the teeth that, you know, progress was not made by Eintracht, it wasn't made by Bayern, it wasn't made by Wolfsburg. You know what? You get to the group phase, you're expecting to have some positivity come into it. And we're now going into downtime for the female game. The next match is until 13th against Leverkusen. Every single match now is must win. It's been yuck for a minute now. Losing to Bayern in the league, then losing to Leipzig in the league, then losing to Wolfsburg in the league, and then losing the Pokal. I mean, the ladies are, confidence is shredded. Just, in my opinion, for the women, this could not have come at a, honestly, this couldn't have come at a better time. I mean, yes, okay, we did have a win over Duisburg and Bremen to kind of rebound from those three straight losses, but you know what? This is the time when they need to refocus. So there's only 5 matches remaining in the Frauen Bundesliga season. Look, I'm just focusing on the Frauen Bundesliga season that is left for the Eintracht from. You got Bayer Leverkusen now currently sitting in 5th place, but there is a whopping 7 points gap. That is something that is very hard to overcome considering there's only 5 matches to remain. You know, Bayern Munich's men already have a gap that's even bigger than that, and even have more matches available to them. But we all know that the end result is going to be the end result in the Bundesliga, don't we? But each of those matches that remain of the 5 are winnable. Eintracht Nuremberg. Nuremberg, in case anyone has not looked at the table, is trapped, clawing, trying to, you know, leapfrog Köln, who's on 14 points. Wolfsburg's on 12 to get out of the relegation scrap. Duisburg's basically mathematically, nearly mathematically relegated with 4 points in 17 matches. They're not really going to get anything done. And the sheer fact that Eintracht didn't pour the heat on when they could have, I always scratch my head at that one, but it is what it is when it comes to, Frauen Bundesliga matches. But then, the third to last match of the season, the away match at Hoffenheim. This is going to be currently City 1 point behind Hoffenheim in the league to finish in minimum third. I mean, Eintracht is 6 points behind Wolfsburg, who's second, who is a whopping 7 points behind Bayern, who's in first. It says it all right there. Eintracht is not in a position to finish in second place. Third place for the third consecutive season is the best possible scenario, the most likeliest of scenarios that we're going to have. So, what to do? Well, first, the lady is going to rest up. The international break has come for the women's game and for anyone not. This is a time for starters who are not being called up by their national teams to get some rest. Yeah, I know. There's the summer's Olympic Games. Germany is a part of that. So we'll have some of our players off. And I guess you could say some of the last match preparation for the German national team ahead of squad selection for the Summer Olympic Game tournament, which is still a pretty prestigious tournament when, as far as the women's game goes, unlike the men's, where you can use full internationals for the ladies' game. Plus the men's game is a U23 tournament with the usage of 3 overage players, which I think is a real shame, all things considered, because the Olympic Games were being held before the World Cup, and the World Cup was a creation in order to allow professionalized players in that same international atmosphere to participate in a pan-world tournament. And Uruguay, the reason why they have so many stars on their badge is because they count those Olympic tournaments as the de facto world championships in and of themselves, which, hey, kudos to them, considering they're such a small country. Anyways, enough about my gripe about the Olympics basically being an afterthought in the world discussion. Eintracht ladies, get healthy, have a mental reset. You've got 5 matches all to win, because dropping points to anyone, especially in the match to Hoffenheim, will mean no Europe for the next season, and then you're having to try and reload, and it's going to be hard for a team to reload when you have no international matches to play for. We saw how excited everyone was and how many fans showed up for the home matches at the Waldstadion when the women played in the group stage home matches of the Champions League. The team just needs to make the next step from being in the playoff rounds and participating in that only before being knocked out, then getting to the group phase whilst not progressing to the knockout rounds. The next progressive step would be, again, qualifying for the Champions League via the third place league position, because second is way out of touch. Then moving on to the group phase, where you then are able to get top 2 finish to allow yourselves to be in at knockout phase of qualification. There's more to come in regards to what is to happen to the Women's Champions League. It's supposed to be being expanded just like the men's is supposed to be expanded, but there's honestly not been a whole lot of information, minus they're supposed to be going to a Swiss group stage model, and there's just not enough information out there. Once we have some more about that, we will discuss it more in detail. But honestly, the only expansion news that I last saw was it's going to the Swiss model, and there will be at least a couple more. I want to say a couple, literally like 2 more group stage positions for everybody else. And look, I think the Women's Champions League is at the place where they can expand, but we're talking like very minimal expansion before kind of getting up to what would have been the setup to mimic what the men's is at. But you know what? That's one man's opinion, and there are others with other opinions who do also need to be adhered to, listen to. So we got all sorts of stuff going on. Let's get to the news that everyone wants to talk about, which is Marcus Kocher getting himself renewed into 2028. So far, he gets a lot of credit for the success under Glasner, with making, you know, the champ qualification to the Champions League final wins, Europa League. The season has gone as expected, nor did last season, if you really think about it. Kolo Muani was a revelation, but let's be real. Randall Kolo Muani, we frankly had him signed, to a contract a year before his contract was to expire. How the Eintracht escaped getting penalized for that by FIFA is beyond me, because I definitely believe that Eintracht kinda did some nefarious stuff there. I'm just being honest. I think, Eintracht did a little bit of messing around, did a little tampering, was able to, get around the Kolo Muani, with 1 year left in his deal with Nantes to agree to come to Eintracht. I don't lie, the payday, definitely worked out. Hey, he helped us in qualification to the Champions League knockout phase where we ran into a team in Napoli who was having their best season since Diego Maradona played for them, which before a fair number of listeners of this podcast were even born. So, God, I showed you how long it had been since Napoli was out and out, a monster, a big hitter. And you know what? We saw other players also leave during that time, but not all were recruited by Croce. Look, his extension says to Dino Topmuller, you need to fix the squad. I honestly, unless we drop out of the Europe altogether, I don't see how Eintracht will be getting rid of Dino Topmuller. But the thing is, if there are two teams that are 5 points behind Eintracht at this moment right now, in Augsburg and Freiburg, I think Hoffenheim, 8 points behind, is way too far for them to overcome, considering that there are some matches left. I think that there's enough time for Eintracht to get points. Look, at the upcoming match, this is going to be against Werder Bremen. There are subsequent matches where points can be had. But look, we made a horrible mess of this situation. And Dino Topmuller has got to basically come up with some good results, come up with a way that is able to maximize the squad that he currently has, because so far I'm not happy seeing it. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, Eintracht barely missing out on qualification for Europe, and I also thought missing out on finishing in eighth in the previous season would have probably meant a better time for Dino Topmuller in terms of building a squad. Go figure that we qualify for Europe yet again. I mean, shucks, we're making qualification for Europe seem like a habitual thing when outside of that one season under Armin Wey, after getting promoted back to the Bundesliga, we were able to qualify 4 years for the first time since the 90s. But we're a totally different club from where we were when Niko Kovac took over, when we were a team that looked destined for relegation with no life, no steam, no gumption. Ah, it is what it is. So here is some of our list of questions. Some of it came on Discord. Some of it came on X. Some people messaged me personally to ask questions in regards to the internet and to this podcast. So let's get down to it. Seeing the D313, how would you fix Eintracht? I need a step-by-step in actionable goals. I don't think the females need to be fixed. I think that they are good the way they are. I think that in terms of the other departments of Eintracht, I don't know enough about them to suddenly make the ice hockey team be a part of, you know, the Erste Division of Ice Hockey Deutschland. I think all of those are really lofty goals. My knowledge of the rest of the departments of Eintracht is pretty paltry, Chris. But I think the main question was, what are we going to do about the mid side? So we got a sporting director who now has the confidence of being able to plan. And the thing is, he's got the time and resources to be able to say, you know what, Dino, you're my guy. This upcoming season, we expect more from you. Or he's got the cachet and the room, runway, as you might say, for us to make a change and be like, you know what, this isn't really working out. We thought that this direction will be good for us. We kind of didn't shift around all too much. I think it's all down to, we've decided that Kosha is the guy. We decided that he's the man. It's not Beifo Bay that he's going to be leading. You know, there were rumors that he was going to leave, but Kosha right now, he's had a lot more fun than other Eintracht directors have had in terms of squad building. And I want him to honestly get back to brass tacks, get down to the nitty-gritty. I think we have got tried to get away from what made Eintracht way too soon. What I mean by that is we started just acquiring, Götze coming to us, I think that was an interesting move and one that really more paid dividends in terms of maximizing Ramakona Muani in 22-23, not so much as 23-24, where he's starting to show his age. I think he still is, Götze is still a very useful player, but I think some of the guys who've been coming in, I just can't see the direction that we're going in some of that capacity. Look, some pickets have been great. Hugo Larsson is one that I would say, wow, nice one. Roman Cole, good one. Elias Skiri, great pickup. There's a couple that I'm like, what are you doing? Donny van de Beek, I think, has been a dud. Sasa Kalajdzic, we knew that he'd either rehabilitate himself or he'd get bloody crocked and we'd be kicking ourselves. Mateo Pajoya, look, I know he's stupid young at just 18. I just kind of like, what? Look, maybe I'm pretty sure I'm going to be proven wrong about Pajoya. I think Nathaniel Brown is more of a long-term play. If Uzjan comes over, I think that would be a lovely pickup for the Eintracht. We need to be building with a more not like necessarily just a Germanic core, because, I mean, Ngankam has proven to be absolute dud. So there's some wins, there's some misses. Pacho, I think, has been a real good pickup. Marmoush has been a useful guy that's been brought in. There's some stuff that is just starting to look really, really bad. So look at us giving up on Ragnar Ache. Look at us giving up on Ali Akman, Jens Petter Hauge. Okay, these are players that were acquired before his time, but not really giving them all too much of a runway to be able to utilize with the new coach. But there's a lot that Kiabi, I don't know yet. And Kunku, I think, is more of a needed to buy player. I think he's going to long term be more career performer for us long term than Fabi. I got a feeling that this is Jens Petter Hauge dud, and I have kind of beaten the rest of this horse, I believe, folks. Sorry about that, but look, we need to look at the squad as one that can grow young players who will be given the chance, as opposed to, not just be kicked out because, things aren't going to go our way. There's so many players that have left that I'm just wanting to break my toe against the wall because, hey, why would you want to get rid of a player like that? But hey, at the end of the day, I'm not the one in charge yet. And I just want the Eintracht to become a stronger club. And how I believe that can be done is via giving being okay with taking a step back and letting young players develop, letting young players, you know, kind of make the grade. For God's sakes, if Leipzig is able to give young guys who people are all saying are going to be studs, if they're able to give those guys opportunity, there must be a tiny reason why Leipzig keeps on finishing in the Champions League knockout phases and finishing in the top four of the Bundesliga habitually, season in and season out. They give all. Do they bring in some ready finished players? Yes, but they seem to have been enjoying that, hey, us being that high end finishing school. I'm not saying that we should be something like Dortmund Life, but giving those guys the opportunity to grow, to develop, for us to love instead of just being a one and done sort of guy. That is how I would fix the Eintracht. Sticking to the players, not necessarily, you know, checking them out 6 months in and then moving on. I think that's a horrible way to run the outfit, and something needs to be done about that stat. Another question has been about, can you clarify the impact of the cup on our European chances? So, as currently sits, Leverkusen leading the Bundesliga, looks like they're going to win the Bundesliga title. With Dortmund beating Bayern at the weekend, that's just how it looks. So they're in the running to win the Europa League. The Europa League winner will automatically qualify for the Champions League, but hey, they're already going to qualify as such for that. And the Champions League is just growing because, well, they love money. It baffles the brain as to why in God's green earth that they're expanding the Champions League the way they are. It means that it means right now that fifth place is likely to be a Champions League spot for the Bundesliga because of one coefficient being, you know, either first, second, or third. So first and second coefficient points wise will get per league finish, will mean that they qualify for the Champions League. And then you have the fact that, you know, if the Europa League is won by Leverkusen, that the Bundesliga will get guaranteed that fifth place spot. It could be just done via the Bundesliga finishing in the top two, but hey, that kind of means that Dortmund, Bayern, and Leipzig all continue to make deep runs, and we'll see that over the next couple of weeks if that happens. That's how Germany will be able to get a fifth team into the Champions League, so long as the Bundesliga doesn't finish in fourth. If the Bundesliga finishes in fourth, then there's only going to be four Champions League spots. So, as the Bundesliga currently finishes, top four go to Champions League, fifth place, and the winner of the Pokal will get the Europa League with sixth place as the Europa Conference League. So, if that retract happens to, if, say, the Bundesliga only gets four, but Leverkusen wins the Pokal, then sixth place will be the Europa League and not the Europa Conference League. That's where if Eintracht stays in sixth, that's where that would go. Seventh place will be the Europa Conference League, just how it turned out last season when Eintracht has a chance to go into Europa League and not by the Conference League, and we didn't win against Leipzig, so that meant our seventh place finish would be Conference League, and that Freiburg was sent to the Europa League, whilst we had to deal with, you know, not being in the Europa League. It would have meant that Freiburg last season had won the Pokal, would have been in the Conference League. So, Yeah, so that's how that sits now. For extra, if the Bundesliga gets a fifth team into the Champions League, that would mean that there will be an additional team that will be playing in Europe, and that would mean that there will be eight teams playing in Europe. So if Germany gets top two coefficient, which honestly needs three clubs still in Europa League and in the Champions League to practically all make the final to make it all happen, because Italy came in to the last round with all seven teams still competing in the latter stages of their three respective European competitions, which put them in such a great spot to win the points, with England being the kind of other that was likely to get the points, because just that's the way it's been. And with, you know, one English team, two English teams facing two German teams in the next round of European qualifiers, unless Bayern and Leverkusen both knock out the English teams, that will almost otherwise seal England getting that second place spot, with Germany getting third. I know this is already, who else is confused? Am I a little bit? Yes, but it is how this is all shaping up. It's absolutely banana, and it's crazy, and yet Eintracht in their current space, they're not, look, unless they finish in fifth, there's no Champions League for the Eintracht. There is Europa League qualification, and we'd rather have the Europa League than the Europa Conference League, and then you have this weird group stage where you're going to have, you know, teams in this sort of what they call Swiss model. It baffles belief as to how the thing is going to be structured. But hey, you know what? We'll find out more once Eintracht has officially made qualification, because that should mean that the, you know, season is at an end. And wouldn't it be lovely if the Eintracht was able to play in the Europa League? And last check. So the final is right now being played in Ireland, and the next final is going to be held in Bilbao. So something for us to all hope for, because no one wants to be in the Conference League for a second season in a row, even though I honestly thought we were in a position to be very, very good in it. So that is enough about waffling on about our European possible exploits and everything else. Ways you can get in contact with the podcast, because I didn't mention it at the kickoff on the show. You can join our Discord channel, join us on X, fully known as Twitter, and at HEFPod, heyeintrachtfrankfurt@gmail.com, Instagram, heyeintrachtfrankfurt, Facebook.com/HEFPod, and of course you can HEFPod.com, where our match day stats tracking can be had. Where are Eagles located that attend matches in live drinking institutional fashions, if that is your prerogative to not watch from the comfort of your own home. And now it is time, as I mentioned, to look at the match of the week. So Eintracht versus Werder Bremen, Friday match. So in case anyone has not had a look at what Werder Bremen has been up to, they have kind of fallen off the face of a cliff. They have lost four consecutive matches after being a victory over Köln way back in February. They then drew away to Darmstadt and have lost four successive matches, where Fiorentina and Werder Bremen were starting to talk about European qualification for the first time in over a decade, which for them had been a habitual thing and now is a thing of the past. Well, Eintracht is in a position to take advantage of that. Who were the teams that Werder Bremen was losing to? Well, they lost to Wolfsburg last weekend. First one under the new manager, under Hasenhüttl. They lost away to Union Berlin. They lost away to Hoffenheim. And they had their draw with Darmstadt. So, needless to say, lost at home to Borussia Dortmund. Not exactly the stellar resume in terms of recent matches. Now some people would say, well, how have we been much better? I mean, okay. In that, four or five match runs, we have had a draw with Wolfsburg before they made the manager change. Two wins versus, Heidenheim and Hoffenheim. Then the loss to Borussia Dortmund and the draw against Union Berlin. So a little bit better of a recent match form that they have had. And now we're looking at a Werder Bremen team that, honestly, if you are Dino Topmüller, this is must win for your season. You go away to Stuttgart, and you're home to Augsburg. Everyone knows Augsburg is a shit team to play against these days, and they're currently in seventh, so they're in a running for getting that Europa League spot, Europa Conference League spot at minimum, because I'm not gonna lie to everybody and say that Leverkusen is gonna lose to Kaiserslautern in the DFB Pokal final, which is the matchup that we had as both semifinals happened this week. We all saw Leverkusen didn't pass to Düsseldorf, let's be real, and all they needed was 45 minutes to peg three. So, kind of showed you where those guys were at. And honestly, Leverkusen is a real rough cookie. After that, you're going to have an either focused Bayern Munich team after the Augsburg match or a team that is unfocused. What I mean by that is Champions League is all that Bayern Munich has to play for. You would need an absolute miracle to occur where Bayern wins all their matches and Leverkusen starts dropping like flies, basically performing like a Darmstadt, and we know Leverkusen is kind of better than that. They've been an incredible team that still has not lost a match all season. So Eintracht versus Bayern, that is going to be a doozy of a match, because if Bayern happens to do good against Arsenal in the Champions League, guess what? That means they still have something to play for. And that means they have focus. That means that they have a goal in mind. They're like, all right, we just got through the quarterfinals. They're going to be a dangerous team in that comparison. And then, oh yeah, right after that, a Bayer Leverkusen team who hopefully will have won the Bundesliga title and will have progressed to the Europa League final. I forget when the first and second legs are, but it's a good, good, good chance that they're still in it. They have to play West Ham coming up in the quarterfinals. I forget who they could have in the semifinals, but if Eintracht is right in between leg one and leg two, they will focus solely on making sure that they progress in Europe, because who wouldn't? Especially when you basically have locked in the Bundesliga title for yourselves, as they are nearly on the cusp of doing, which is, you know, just from their great, grandiose record. Then we go away to Gladbach before home against Leipzig. I think the home against Leipzig will be a dead rubber, and Gladbach is a limp-walking fish. Even though that analogy, I'm sure some people like, well, walking fish, that's something that I don't see every day. Yes, but neither is Gladbach being a relegation fodder like team, something that you see every day. Hey, you know what? We're in a position to make the best of what we got. We're not finishing fifth place to participate in the Champions League, which probably would have been a real kick in the down blows when we got into it, unless the team just suddenly gels together in a fashion that we have yet to predict. But hey, it is time for predictions. Eintracht versus the Werder Bremen. What is growing steak not fish? It is Werder Bremen, and I think that the Eintracht will play poorly, but draw out a ugly 1-0 victory. Am I saying that we're gonna have a clean sheet? Yeah, but I think that this is gonna be an ugly match where the only goal scored is an own goal, and it otherwise is one of the ugliest matches you will ever see in your life. So that is my prediction for Eintracht versus Werder Bremen for the weekend. It's gonna be a Friday match. Never a big fan of those Friday matches, but hey, it is what it is. So, and up next is Eintracht versus Bremen. Talk to you guys soon. Until next time, tschüss! Hey,